Welcome to Home Renovation Touristville. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. You guessed it, I'm in Waco, Texas, the home of Magnolia. And the folks on HGTV, I think they have their own, you know, channel now. Anyway, they flip houses. I think Chip and Joanna are their names. And if you're watching this and you're a fan, you've probably already been here, right? You've probably toured the silos and all that stuff. Waco is known now, in large part, for Baylor University and Magnolia Farms. As a matter of fact, get this, 30,000 people a week come to Waco. 1.6 million people a year come to Waco, Texas to visit as tourists. That's a lot. I'm just saying, that's a lot. That's a lot of people that are loyal Hobby Lobby customers that are making pilgrimages to buy decorations. That's a lot, right? But see, what you see behind me back here is not a new addition to Waco. It's the Alico building, the Amicable Life Insurance Company building. It was completed in 1911. It's not a new addition to the skyscrape of Waco. As a matter of fact, this building until I think 1929, if I'm not mistaken, didn't write that down. I believe it's 1929, was the tallest building west of the Mississippi. And it's still the tallest building in Waco, Texas. This building has served several purposes down through the years, from being a shopping place to headquarters for like disaster relief after the great Waco tornado, which it survived, by the way. It's to being office space, to being a lot of things. It has weathered urban renewal. When all of these buildings were being redone around it, it stood the test of time. The Alico building is a landmark in Waco. When a lot of people are stirred up about new and needing new, and there's nothing wrong with new. New is good. We need renewal and new. Old Faithful here hadn't gone anywhere. Do you know Peter wrote in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, that we have to be diligent in our faith? That when new is coming and going, when fads come and go, and there are a lot of fads that have come and gone, our faith takes diligence. We've got to dig in and apply roots, dig roots in, so that when storms come and go, when fads come and go, our faith remains. Be diligent. Can I just encourage you today? If you've put your faith and trust in Jesus, be diligent in your pursuit of Him. If you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus, man, are you ever missing out on the greatest adventure and the greatest joy you could ever imagine? And I'd love to be able to talk to you more about that. And I know all of us at LifeWord would love to talk to you more about what it means to follow Jesus. Reach out to us through this page to find out about more about what it means to trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins and a relationship with Him. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today on the tailgate. And like I say, every time, you never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate. And that is certainly no exception while we are driving across the state of Texas and enjoying this beautiful state. So join us next time. Until then, I love you. Have a great week. And we will see you next time on a Tailgate Talk.